Chapter 39, Rights of Neighbors. Allah the Exalted says, Worship Allah and join none with Him in worship, and do good to parents, kinsfolk, orphans, al-masakeen, the poor, the neighbor who is near of kin, the neighbor who is a stranger, the companion by your side, the wayfarer you meet, and those slaves with whom your right hand possesses. 436. 303. Ibn Umar and Aisha radiyallahu anhum reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, Jibril kept recommending treating neighbors with kindness until I thought he would assign a share of inheritance. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith illustrates the importance of nice treatment to neighbors in Islam. 304. Abu Dhar radiyallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, commanded me thus, O Abu Dhar, whenever you prepare a broth, put plenty of water in it and give some of it to your neighbors. Muslim. In another narration of Muslim, narrated Abu Dhar radiyallahu anhu, my friend, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, advised me saying, whenever you prepare a broth, put plenty of water in it and give some to your neighbors and then give them out of this with courtesy. Commentary. This hadith makes it clear that Islam does not like a Muslim to ignore his poor neighbor and eat up everything himself. It stresses that one must take care of his poor neighbors. If a person is not in a position to do more, he should at least add some water in the broth he cooks for his own food and send a portion of it to his deserving neighbor. It leads us to the conclusion that a Muslim should in no case be unmindful of his neighbor, and if he is well-to-do, he should be all the more charitable to his neighbors. 305. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, by Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. By Allah, he is not a believer. It was asked, who is that, O Messenger of Allah? He said, one whose neighbor does not feel safe from his evil. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Another narration of Muslim is, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, he will not enter Jannah whose neighbor is not secure from his wrongful conduct. Commentary. This hadith reveals that hurting or troubling a neighbor is such a serious offense that it causes Allah's wrath and thus punishment in hell. 306. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, O Muslim women, no one of you should consider insignificant a gift to give to her neighbor, even if it is a gift of the trotters of a sheep. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith means that neighbors should present gifts to each other, the rich men and the poor according to their means. One who is poor should not think that what he is presenting to his neighbor is not worthy of giving. Even his humble gift, provided it is presented with sincerity, will find acceptance with Allah. According to the noble Quran, so whosoever does good equal to the weight of an ant or a small ant shall see it. 99.7. It is, however, better for a rich person to present a gift which goes well with his means. He should not give anything to his neighbor which is stale, or which he does not like for himself, because apart from insincerity, such a thing shows his contempt for the neighbor, while gift is, in fact, a token of sincerity and brotherhood. 307. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, no one should prohibit his neighbor from placing a peg in his wall. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu added, now I see you turning away from this sunnah, but by Allah, I shall go on proclaiming it. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. The importance of the injunction contained in this hadith comes into prominence in localities comprising huts and tents, or at places where the two neighbors still have common walls between their houses. In big cities, each house has its own independent walls. In any case, it is evident from this hadith that a Muslim should be considerate of his neighbors. Islam ordains us to cooperate and sympathize with them. All Muslims are likened to a body, each organ of which is linked with the other. In the light of this injunction, one can very well understand the rights of the neighbors in Islam. 308. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, he who believes in Allah and the last day, let him not harm his neighbor. And he who believes in Allah and the last day, let him show hospitality to his guest. And he who believes in Allah and the last day, let him speak good or remain silent. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith unfolds the fruits of faith. one who does not have the qualities mentioned in it, is deprived of the blessings of the faith. Faith of such a person is like a fruitless tree, or a flower without fragrance, or a body without soul. 309. Abu Shere al-Khuzai, Raziallahu anhu, reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "He who believes in Allah and the last day, let him be kind to his neighbor. And he who believes in Allah and the last day, let him show hospitality to his guest. And he who believes in Allah and the last day, let him either speak good or remain silent." Muslim. 301. Aisha Raziallahu anha reported, "I said, O Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, I have two neighbors. To which of them should I send a present?" He, peace be upon him, replied, "To the one whose door is nearer to you." Al-Bukhari. Commentary. When a Muslim does not have the means to present gifts to his neighbors and wants to present a gift only to one of them, he should go by the principle laid down in this hadith. The principle enunciated here is, one who is the nearest neighbor should have precedence over all others. 311. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "The best of companions with Allah is the one who is the best to his companions, and the best of neighbors to Allah is the one who is the best of them to his neighbor." At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Companion is a common word which covers companions in journey and stay. Muslims are ordained to treat all of them nicely, but one's neighbor has precedence over the others. Nice treatment to him is the best means to attain a distinctive place with Allah.